Kara Carlson is the University of Alaska Fairbanks Advocacy Program Coordinator. Carlson works for the Interior Alaska Center for Nonviolent Living, which contracts with UAF to provide victim support. She says the federal Title IX change proposal is aimed at ensuring due process for all parties, but instead retilts the playing field.
While the pendulum may have been more towards like the victim's rights, it's now kind of shifting more towards the respondent's rights.
Carlson lists numerous concerns, including narrowing of the scope of cases universities are required to address, limiting them to incidents which occur on campus or elsewhere within school programs or activities.
That doesn't include incidences that happen at a residence if the residence is off campus, or in the community if something happens. And oftentimes these incidences impact individuals both on and off campus.
Carlson also points to a definition of sexual harassment which sets the bar higher.
I mean, it says severe, pervasive, and objectively offensive. And many of the folks we're working with, their complaints under the new proposed regulations wouldn't even be able to be investigated.
The proposed regulations mandate that the accused is presumed innocent, has the opportunity to cross-examine the alleged victim at a live hearing, and give universities the leeway to apply a higher burden of proof in adjudicating cases.
And could potentially impact how people choose to report or if they choose to report.
Other proposed changes tweak the system cases are handled through, banning the current single investigator model UA uses and making it more court-like.
Should a victim really need to be represented by an attorney in the process of filing a complaint, and would a victim want to even go through that process?
University of Alaska officials are not yet ready to comment on the proposed changes. Found to have mishandled sexual assault cases in the past, UA is currently working to fulfill an agreement with the Federal Office of Civil Rights to improve its sex offense prevention, response, and adjudication programs. UA spokeswoman Robbie Graham says a broad-based effort to understand and comment on the proposed changes began immediately after they came out last month.
Doing an overall evaluation with the deeper dive continuing into the new year.
We need to be very methodical and take our time in looking at this.
University of Alaska Fairbanks Title IX Coordinator Margot Griffith highlights the challenge of applying regulatory language to a sensitive topic.
You combine emotion and compliance, and there is an explosion.
Griffith, Graham, and Carlson all emphasize the importance of commenting on the proposed Title IX regulations. The U.S. Department of Education is accepting input through January 28th. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.